or as Alicia Bartleby, and John Rye as Alex. The Bartleby Kitchen, Wednesday, June the 9th.
Garlic, salt, mustard. As he ground the ingredients for the salad dressing, his mind lighted for a moment and the body in the next room. No hurry, he told himself. The job must be perfect. He was a perfectionist. His prose style, his salad dressings, and now the disposal of the body of his wife.
Oh, hello, darling.
Hi. Well, you've had a long shot. You ready for a drink?
Yes, please, darling. I met Mrs. Lilybanks.
Who?
Our new neighbor. She invited me back to look over her cottage.
What's she like?
Nice old lady.
Oh, you mean we ought to give up having those naked orgies in the garden?
Is that what you'd like to happen? Go ahead. It must be all of 200 yards to her window.
Maybe she's got a telescope. She can train it on my study, see if I'm working or what.
You're paranoid.
There you are. Driest martini in Suffolk.
Cheers.
Bottom spiffing up. How long before we eat?
Oh, half an hour?
Yeah. I'll go up and look at a blank sheet of paper for a while then.
You won't forget the dustbin, will you?
Okay. I'll go upstairs and think about the dustbin. Hey, give me a call when it's ready. Why does Alicia irritate me so much lately? Why do I feel so trapped? Oh, it must look marvelous from the outside. Cottage in the country, out of the rat race. He a writer. Ha ha. She a painter. Ho ho. Damn writing.
466.
Sid? It's Alex. It's just that I've read the latest synopsis. Sid, I think it needs another element. Four square, you know. Well, up to your usual standard, and one or two details in the plot bother me a little.
Oh? What?
Well, look, we can't discuss it properly over the phone. Why don't you come up to London for a day? We can sweat it out together.
Why don't you come here?
What weekend, you mean?
Yes. The weather's lovely.
With Hitty?
Of course.
What's a great idea? We'll part the kids with her mother. I've got a few things to do Saturday morning. We'll be along around five-ish.
Great.
See you at supper.
Well, we'll see you Saturday then. Bye, Alex.
Bye.
So, she paints too. What's her stuff like?
Oh, not bad.
Is she rich?
I didn't ask. I imagine she has a bit tucked away.
We better cultivate her. Get her to change her will, then I'll murder her.
You've got a sick mind. I thought we'd ask her over for a meal sometime.
Ah, you got the idea first. Arsenic.
Sid, I don't find your flights of fancy funny.
Why not Saturday?
Why Saturday?
Well, I've invited Alex for the weekend. And Hitty. Is that all right?
Yes, fine. But you might have asked me first.
Well, we'll want to have a marathon session on the Nikki Campbell episode. Get it right this time.
I better think about meat. You know what big eaters they are.
I think we can afford it for once.
I didn't say we couldn't. And you want Mrs. Lilybanks to come?
Why not? Kill two birds with one stone, so to speak.
Saturday, June the 12th.
Alicia, Sydney.
Glad to see you, Alex.
Alicia, how are you? You're looking marvelous,
Sydney.
Oh, you're not looking marvelous.
Thank you, Hitty.
I mean, you're looking a bit creaky, isn't he, Alex?
Well, come in. Alex, you'd like a scotch?
I expect they'd like to freshen up first. I'll take that, Hitty.
Oh, they can do both, can't they? Do you want a scotch, Alex?
The answer's yes.
Follow me.
You know, Sid, you're the only man I know who keeps the booze in the kitchen.
It's food, isn't it? Good evening. Mrs. Lilybanks, I'm Sidney Bartleby. I thought I'd walk you over to the house.
How very kind of you. I was just on my way. I must oil that gate. It'll frighten the birds.
You like birds?
Oh, yes. I watch them all the time. It'll be one of the attractions of living here.
And you paint as well?
Yes, I'm a Sunday painter. And your wife paints. And you write. We're quite an artistic colony here. Only, of course, you're the professional.
I think to be a professional, one needs to earn money at it.
We mustn't be discouraged. Art is long, you know.
I don't think art has much to do with it at present. We're trying to get a TV thriller off the ground. I want to earn some money.
But you enjoy writing.
Well, it's the only job I know. Mrs. Lilybanks, may I introduce some friends of ours from London? Hitty and Alex Polk Faraday.
I hear you're writing a television serial together. Sounds very exciting. Oh,
well, we think so, don't we, Sid?
Actually, Alex does the writing. He knows about TV. I do the plot.
Now, what would you like to drink, Mrs. Lilybanks? I'm afraid we only have scotch or sherry.
Oh, I should like a whiskey, please, but a very small one.
How do you manage on your own out here, Mrs. Lilybanks? I should go mad.
Oh, I'm a fairly self-contained person, and I have nice neighbours, you see.
Little does she know.
Sid, I'm worried whether the meat's done. I forget where I put it in at 7:15.
Brilliant. Mrs. Lilybanks, excuse me, how do you like your roast beef?
Well, rare, if there's a choice.
Oh, good. That's the way it'll be. At least we think so. There seems to be some confusion in the kitchen department, right, Chef?
I'll get it out. A little more wine, Mrs. Lilybanks?
Oh, no, thank you. I've had more than I should already.
Then why don't you all go into the sitting room and we'll bring coffee?
Well, no coffee for me, thank you. I'm afraid I've been warned off it.
I'll help clear the table.
Certainly not, Hitty. It's your weekend off. Sid and I can do it. You go on in.
I suppose you're kept busy enough in London with your three children.
Oh, don't you believe it. We've got an au pair and a jailer. She doesn't know what to do with herself most of the time.
Well, was it a decent meal?
Oh, it was great. Too bad the conversation didn't quite match it. Leave the glasses. I can bring them.
I can manage. Well, I'm sorry about the conversation. We lesser mortals do our best.
I meant that charming wifely crack about writing being my first love, but she died some years ago, or whatever it was. After you...
I said no such thing. What are you talking about?
Well, if you don't remember, I'm damn sure everyone else does. Watch out for those glasses. Oh, how many is that this month, for Christ's sake?
Shout a little louder, darling. They may not hear you in there. They're from the ironmongers. They're not exactly family heirlooms.
I'm putting the coffee grinder on. I tell you so you won't jump and break the rest of the glassware.
Look, Sidney, if you want a row, would you mind moving it later on?
Coffee, folks? What's this, dancing? We don't have a license, you know.
Hope you didn't mind me rolling up the carpet, Sid.
Not at all. Now I don't feel I have to apologize for it.
It's Chinese, isn't it?
Well, it may have been once. We bought it cheap, like everything else. Oh, for a new carpet and a cupboard full of liqueurs. It's not much to ask your life. Perhaps I'll turn to crime. Doing it, I mean, not just writing about it.
You fancy yourself as Nikki Campbell, do you?
What do you know about Nikki Campbell? You haven't read any of the scripts. A criminal jack of all trades, that's my fancy. Bank jobs, burglaries, murdering rich widows. Present company accepted.
I'm glad to hear it.
Would you mind if I painted your portrait, Mrs. Lilybanks?
No.
It's just occurred to me. It's such a long time since I did anything realistic. I mean, not abstract. You really wouldn't mind wasting time sitting for me?
Oh, my dear, I waste most of my time sitting. I'd be glad to.
Good.
And look, if you don't mind, I'll wend my way home. I'm not used to conviviality. I'm sorry to break up the party.
I quite understand.
Well, I'll escort you. I'll just find the torch.
Goodbye. It was very pleasant meeting you, and good luck with the cereal.
Oh, thank you.
Goodbye.
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 Alex and Hitty gone to bed?
Yes, they said they were tired.
They said they were tired?
Are you going to dry?
Mm-hmm.
Alex says he hopes you feel better in the morning.
Liar.
So do I.
Well, I suppose I'm still mourning the death of my first love. You know, my talent.
Oh, that again. Do you know you're making it up? Or do you have inner voices you think are real? There's a name for it, you know. Perhaps you ought to see someone. Oh, but of course, since you supply the voices, you must think it's true. Oh, silly bastard. You could have my eye out doing that.
With a dishcloth? Missed. How many breakages is that today?
You're barbaric.
Sorry, folks. Can you spare a glass of the milk? It's one of Hitty's bedtime habits.
Of course, Alex. Sid, get a glass, will you?
Wednesday, June the 16th.
One day our violence will go too far. One day, instead of stopping, I'll go on till she's dead. And then...
He pondered what to do with the body. The crumpled heap on the floor.
"466?"
"Sydney."
"Hello, Alex."
"Bringer of bad news, I'm afraid."
"Another rejection?"
"Put the revolver down, old chap. It's not worth it."
"I wouldn't dream of it. My course is now clear."
"I'll turn to crime, you mean?"
"Well, the only question is which to do for the first job. Alicia or the old widow across the way?"
"Keep a diary, won't you? I'll write it up for telly."
"No, no, seriously. I've been thinking. Do you know what I think is wrong with Nicky Campbell? He's too nice."
"Too nice?"
"Yeah. Listen, a man they call the Whip, apparently an ordinary guy, lives alone in quiet luxury. He's an enigma. In fact, he's a master criminal. Always works alone, always wins. Completely amoral. Whatever he wants, he gets. Whatever or whoever he finds in his way, he gets rid of. But the viewer identifies with him. It's all seen through his eyes. What do you think?"
"Yeah, sounds interesting."
"Do you feel like having a go at it?"
"Certainly. Think positive, that's the way."
"Good. I'll draft an outline and a synopsis of episode one. Hey, let's make some money, Alex."
"I look forward to reading it. Alicia, well?"
"Fine, yes."
"I'll give her my love. Look, I'll ring off now. I don't want to bankrupt the firm. We'll both be out of a job."
"I'm not out of a job, Alex. I'm
joking. Joking. Bye."
A diary. Diary of a murder. Worth thinking about. "Hi, babe."
"You sounded busy up there."
"The smell you smell is scorched typewriter ribbon." "Mm. I've had the extinguisher out twice."
"You sounded so busy I held back on my news."
"You finished the portrait."
"Come and see."
"Right. Lead me to the masterpiece."
"Maybe it's not knowing her long, but I think I've really got a likeness. There."
"Uh-huh."
"Well?"
"You want my considered opinion?"
"Yes."
"You want to sit down?"
"Oh, come on."
"It's bloody good."
"You think so?"
"Well, I wouldn't say nice things to you unless I had to, would I?"
"It needs a frame."
"I'm taking the car in for its MOT tomorrow. I'll pick one up in Abbott's if you like."
"Would you?"
"Hey. Hey, do you notice something?"
"What?"
"Look. Wherever you go, the old lady's eyes follow you."
"Fool."
"Maybe we should put her in my study, then she can check that I'm working. Then she won't have to use her telescope."
"She's not nosy, Sid. She's a really nice lady. We had a long talk today."
"What about?"
"Oh, this and that. She told me about her heart. She may not live another 2 years."
"Oh, not very nice for Mrs. Hopkins."
"What?"
"Doesn't she clean for her? Coming in one day to find the old lady dead in her chair."
"Do you have to always bring it round to dying?"
"You started it, honey."
"All I said was
anyway,
that you told..."
"I'm a plotter. I plot."
Thursday, June the 17th.
"Hi."
"Hello, darling. I heard the car. Did it pass?"
"Oh, scrape through. Save for another year." "Oh, working hard, I see."
"It was such a lovely afternoon, it seemed a pity to waste it."
"Watch, you don't burn."
"I don't burn."
"You burn me."
"Hey, you'll get no supper if you carry on doing that."
"That's okay. We're out of Mrs. Lilybank's line of sight. Hey, come in and see what I bought you while you were loafing."
"Did you get the frame?"
"Come and see."
"Oh, it's nice. Thank you, darling."
"Now, look in the sitting room."
"What for?"
"Well, go and look."
"A new carpet."
"Well, newer than the last one. And it goes with the drapes."
"Curtains?"
"Curtains."
"Well, it's the first time I've known you take that kind of interest."
"There you are."
"Where's the old one?"
"Oh, I've parked it in the guest room. I'll dump it later. Now, do I deserve a reward?"
"What about supper?"
"What about the reward?"
Thursday, June the 24th.
"Oh, damn the lot of them."
"What is it?"
"The Whip idea. BBC's rejected it. Here."
"The viewer cannot be expected to identify with a criminal character who, to be frank, seems to me to possess not a spark of morality."
"Idiot, that's the whole point."
"I also find the plot as outlined somewhat lacking in originality."
"I have read it."
"Sidney, do you think maybe it's partly true?"
"What?"
"It has occurred to me that perhaps Alex has a cramping effect on you, on your imagination."
"Darling, I'm the one who thinks up the plots. He just writes them out."
"Even so,
even
you know,
so,
I...
what?
Well, to be frank, I think you use Alex as a sort of shield. I think you're afraid to do your own thing, Afraid of trusting your own imagination and talent.
If any.
All right, if any.
Look, I'm trying to make a go of writing. That means making money. Oh, it's all right for you. You're content to piddle around with your paintings like Mrs. Lilybanks is a nice little hobby.
My, my, so much bitterness. Am I disturbing your daydream?
At least I've got some. I'm not prepared to molder away here like that old lady. If you are.
You might at least try to keep your temper at breakfast time. You're impossible. Whatever you say about Mrs. Lilybank, she's a damn sight better company than you. Excuse me.
Wednesday, June the 30th.
Are you busy, darling?
Not really. Come in. Oh, you've been over there a long time. Isn't it past her bedtime?
We listen to some music on the radio.
You listen to music?
Mozart. It was quite nice. Restful.
Oh, Mozart would love that.
Well, he wasn't there to mind. Sid, I've been thinking about us.
While listening to Mozart.
It's not working at the moment, is it?
No.
And it's getting worse, isn't it?
Yes.
You seem to be agreeing for once. Sidney, sometimes I feel as if I'm just somebody in one of your plots. A character you're tired of, that you want to eliminate.
Oh, my God.
I've hit a nerve, haven't I?
Aren't you over-dramatizing a bit?
Well, anyway, I think it might be a good idea for me to go away for a while.
How long?
I don't know. Long enough to give you a chance to want me back, if that's what you will want.
Okay, if that's what you want. Does she know?
Mrs. Lilybanks?
Yes.
Yes, I said I'd probably be going away for a while. Sidney, let's not communicate. Don't try and get in touch with me, and I won't with you, promise?
Yes.
I'll be in touch with you when I want to. If you still want me to.
Okay, darling.
Do you understand?
Sure. Sure, you're right. Stay away as long as you think you want to. I'll be here.
Thank you.
Thursday, July the 1st.
Diary of a murder. A row spills into violence. He goes too far. What to do? Keep calm. Plan everything. Put it out that she's off on one of her trips. The marriage was rocky. She probably left him. Meanwhile, how to dispose of the body.
Friday, July the 2nd.
On the morning of her departure, one of their flaming rows at the top of the stairs turning to violence. He hit her. She fell. The suitcase after lay sprawled at the foot of the stairs. He carried her upstairs into the guest room, rolled her in the old carpet. Then he took the suitcase out to the car. At Ipswich, he bought a single to London. She could be buying magazines. On the way back, he buried the suitcase in the woods. Found a likely spot for the body. Early next morning would do for that. He drove home. He poured himself a stiff scotch. He raised his glass, smiling. Cheers. Oh, my God, I forgot the spade. Brilliant. Why don't I try it tomorrow? I'll bury the carpet, see how it feels. Fill in details.
Some enchanted evening.
Friday, July the 9th.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Lilybanks. Come in. You're just in time for a cup of tea.
Oh, no, thank you. I don't want to interrupt you.
You won't. Come in. I'm just playing around with a new idea, a murder mystery. Well, not a mystery, really, because it's all written from the point of view of the murderer.
Does he get caught?
I don't know. I'll have to wait and see. I suppose, morally speaking, he should be, but then writers don't have to be moralists.
Oh, I suppose not. And how's the bachelor life suiting you?
Needs getting used to.
Oh, I know. Took me years. But then a death is rather different. But I won't keep you. I wonder if I could have Alicia's mother's address.
Her mother's?
If she told me she'd be staying there, I'd like to drop her a note.
Oh. Oh, sure. Well, come into the sitting room. I'll write it out for you.
You've got a new carpet.
Yes.
Very pretty. It suits the room.
I think so. There. Can you read it?
Mrs. Hartley Sneason, Polk's Corner, Rayburn, Kent. sneezing?
Yeah, I used to kid her about it. You know, achoo.
There are some funny names about. Now, I suppose I shouldn't talk Lily Banks. Sounds like a burial mound, doesn't it?
Yes.
Well, thank you for the address, and good luck with the novel. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
My God. I felt guilt.
Monday, July the 12th.
466.
Sydney, this is Alicia's mother.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Sneezum. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Is Alicia there?
No, isn't she there?
Oh, should she be?
I don't know. I thought that...
Sydney, I've had a letter this morning to Alicia, care of this address. And since it's postmarked Blycombe Heath, I wonder
Yes. That'll be from our neighbor. Alicia went off, you see. Huh? Well, I mean, she decided to go off and do a bit of painting on her own for a while. I assume she was staying with you.
Well, she isn't.
No. Well, I expect she'll be in Brighton. She went there for a few days not long ago.
Yes, I know. She sent me a card that time. When did she leave?
Friday before last, July 2nd.
Good heavens. You don't know where she is? But how long did she say she'd be gone?
Oh, a few weeks. I don't know.
And she didn't say where to forward her post?
No.
Well, I'll send this letter back. Sydney, would you let me know as soon as you hear anything from her? Reverse the charges. You're all by yourself down there?
Of course.
I'll say goodbye then. Do ring me.
I will. Goodbye. Diary of a murder. Phone conversation with mother. Note. Peculiar nature of guilty man's conversation. He acts himself being innocent. 466.
Sid, it's Alex. Listen, guess what?
We've sold the whip.
You rotter. Yes, Sidney just rang. A letter from Granada, so she opened it, from Plummer. They'll buy the whip if you can show one or two more scripts, plus a few synopses. Haven't buzzed him yet, thought I'd better tell you first. I'll say yes.
Tell him he can have any number of super whips. How's script number two going?
First draft nearly done.
Good, I'll get to work on a new synopsis.
Yes, you do that. How's Alicia? Give her our love.
Actually, she's not here. I think she's in Brighton.
Oh, when's she coming back?
Oh, it's open-ended.
You mean you managed it?
Managed what?
Doing her in, old boy.
Well, since you ask...
You're bothered. You won't need the money now. So you'll leave the old lady alone, won't you?
I don't know. I'm getting a taste for it.
Bye, old chap.
Diary of a murder. His first impulse was to ring Alicia and tell her the good news. Then he remembered he didn't have her number. Then he remembered she was dead.
Saturday, July the 31st.
I can't believe you made this pie, Sydney. Come on, own up. You've got old Mrs. Lilybanks to make it for you.
Why shouldn't I have made it?
Oh, you're so good.
I know I'm incompetent, Hippie. That's why you married me, to your Earth Mother act. Sid's different. He's having the time of his life on his own. Look at him. He's blooming.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Oh, now, face it, Sid. You're loving every minute of it.
Well, I'm convinced you're awfully lonely without her and putting a very brave face on it. Any news from her yet?
No, I'm not expecting any for a while.
How long is a while?
I don't know, Hitty. She'll be back when she's had enough of being away. Well, it'll be nice, like a second honeymoon.
And that's another thing.
What is?
What about your oats?
Oh, well, I don't know.
Hitty... You don't ask questions like that.
Well...
Unless you want to act as a surrogate. I thought you were very keen to come on this weekend.
No, I'm serious. It's a serious matter. I shall have a word with Alicia when she gets back.
It's no good, Sid. She'll have to know the truth. He's done her in. He's going to live off her income and stick the story of the murder in the whip series and make a mint.
Oh, it's a fair cop, Gov.
She gets a monthly check, doesn't she?
Yeah, trust fund. Should arrive on Tuesday.
So, if it doesn't, you can ask the bank where she's had it forwarded to.
I could, but I'm not going to.
Why not?
Because I don't think she'd want me to. It was an agreement between us.
But aren't you curious?
No, Hitty. Excuse me a minute. I'll just see how the souffle's doing.
Souffle yet?
Shall I help?
No.
Cut it out, Hitty.
Well, don't you find it strange?
It's a strange world, my pet.
Tuesday, August the 3rd.
466.
Oh, hello, Sidney. Has the check arrived?
Hello, Mrs. Sneezum. Yes, it came this morning.
So what are you going to do? Has she been drawing on the joint account?
I shouldn't think so.
But has she? Have you checked?
No, actually.
Then don't you think you ought to?
I will if you like.
It's not if I like, Sidney. Seems the obvious thing to do. I think you ought to make inquiries at the bank. I'll ring you again in a day or two if I don't hear from you. All right?
Yes, yes, right, Mrs. Sneezum.
It can't go on like this, you know. Goodbye.
Thursday, August the 5th.
And she hasn't drawn any money out?
Of course, she had the money from the July check.
Sidney, I think the time has come to call the police in.
Do you think so?
Well, don't you? I'm sure they wonder why we didn't speak to them weeks ago. Now, they want a photograph. Perhaps you could post me some, Sidney. A couple of clear ones. Yours will be more up-to-date than mine. Will you do that at once?
Yes. You should get them in the morning.
Good. I'll get straight on to the police, then. Someone should have done this weeks ago, you know.
Friday, August 6th. Young police constable calls. The expected questions. Apparently there's something in the express with a photograph. It'll be all around the village by now. Odd. I have a vague feeling of guilt. Rather an unpleasant sensation. It's Alicia who should feel guilty. Why the hell hasn't she gotten in touch with her mother? Monday, August 9th. Young constable calls again, this time with an Inspector Brockway. And for some reason, I become confused. Tell them I saw her off at Campsias Station. But you said Ipswich. Yes, that's right. Ipswich. And as I said it, I thought, did I? Or did I imagine I would? And was it Ipswich? Even for a moment. Did I kill her? Is she buried with the carpet? And all the time, Brockway's steady, sad eyes on me. Oh, he's in the wrong trade. He should be a confessor. He's come to relieve me of my burden of guilt. And they went out in the garden, stood there like a priest and his acolyte pondering a theological problem. They were looking for marks of digging.
How are you, Sidney?
Oh, bearing up. Another police call today. I saw they came to you, too, but no news, I'm afraid. I'm sorry, would you like to come in?
Well, no, thank you. I really only came over to ask where you bought your carpet. I need one in my room, and I wondered if you knew a good place.
I got it at Abbott's in Debenham. It was quite cheap. They don't have many, but they're worth a try.
I really quite like the old one you had there, the Chinese. I'd buy that from you.
But I haven't got it. I took it, dumped it. It was really very old.
Oh, well, no matter. I'll try Abbott's. Well, that was all. I won't keep you from your work. Perhaps you'd like to come over for a meal one evening. I'd be meaning to ask you. Then we could have a proper talk.
I'd like that.
I pray that Alicia's all right, Sidney, wherever she is. But goodbye. And try not to worry.
Goodbye. So she saw. Has she told Brockway? Was that his idea to sound me out? I should have asked her what Brockway said. If I were innocent. But I am innocent. 466.
Hello, you scheming murderer.
Hello, Alex.
Listen, I've just had the police round. They act as if they suspect you of doing her in. You've been kidding them along? Well, ask me about your character.
What did you say?
Oh, I just gave them your description of the whip. You know, amoral, utterly ruthless and egotistical.
Well done. What did they really want to know?
Oh, how I thought you two rubbed along together.
And you said, like, sandpaper.
Coarse grade. And, if I thought there was another man? Do you think there is?
Oh, no, no. Why, have you heard anything?
No, no, no.
Though, since she's 6 feet under in the woods, boyfriends are rather irrelevant.
Bartleby, I have to tell you, all this is on tape, so you may as well come clean. How did you kill her?
I pushed her down the stairs, broke her neck. I buried her next morning in an old carpet, and I'll do it again. Do you hear me? I'll do it again.
Sidney Bartleby, this is your life. Or should I say this was your wife? Look, I must hang up now. Sidney, seriously, don't lark about with the police. They may not have our sense of humor.
Right.
Friday, August the 13th.
Greetings, Mrs. Lilybanks. I bring coals to Newcastle.
Gladioli, one of my favourites. Oh, thank you. I've none in the garden. Do come in.
And here's some red wine for tonight or later, as you like.
You have been going it. The drinks are in the sitting room. I'll just put these in water.
Right. And what's the delicious smell?
Duck. I hope you like it.
Love it. No, actually, I've had some good news.
Yes?
A plumber of Granada likes the first three Whip episodes. He hasn't bought it yet, but we're very optimistic.
Well, that's marvelous. I'm so pleased. Oh, what a pity you can't...
Hmm?
Oh, nothing.
Pass on the good news to Alicia?
Yes.
Isn't it?
There. Don't they look nice? What are you staring at?
Those binoculars.
My bird-watching glasses. I usually have them upstairs.
It's just that I nearly bought them. You got them in Ipswich, didn't you, in a junk shop? I saw them in the window one day, but next time I looked, they'd gone. That's why I was taken aback. There. Here's your drink.
Thank you, Sydney.
Oh, delicious meal. Can I pour you some more wine?
Oh, no more for me, thank you. Now, I have to be careful with alcohol.
Oh, yes, of course.
Those binoculars. I saw you through them one morning, early. I think it was the morning you were disposing of your old carpet. You had something heavy over your shoulder.
Oh, yes. That would have been the carpet. Oh, sorry, I've spilled a little coffee.
Oh, not to worry. I was surprised to see you up that early. It was the morning after Alicia left.
Oh, that day.
What did you do with the carpet?
I got rid of it.
You buried it?
Yes.
But where did you bury it?
Oh, just out in the country.
Is that why you got up so early, so you wouldn't be seen?
I suppose so.
What was in the carpet?
You seem to be accusing me, like all those in the village and the police.
Oh, no, I'm not accusing you of anything, really. I'm asking...
You think I killed Alicia, took her out in the carpet and buried her. You're trying to prove it.
I'm not trying to prove anything.
Yes, you are. You're testing me. Offering to buy the old carpet when you see me take it out of the house. Where are you going?
To fetch my pills, but not to worry...
You'd better tell the police then, hadn't you?
Sydney, if you are guilty of anything, it will come out. I have some brandy. Would you like some?
Yes. Yes, please. Monday, August 16th. I still can't properly imagine it. Something gets in the way, some block in my mind. Maybe murderers can't imagine it either. They just do it. What I do have is a feeling of playing a part, of being cut off from a world which would like to see me out of the way. I feel incapable of murder, yet I feel that I'm guilty of it. Inspector Brockway.
Good morning. I hope I'm not intruding.
Oh, not at all. Come in. Just doing a bit of thinking.
She told him. She told him.
For your writing, is it?
Yes.
And this is the writer's notebook, is it? I've often wondered how they do it.
Yes, thank you.
All writers do that, do they?
I don't know. I don't usually, but it's just a particular thing I've been tossing around. An idea for a book.
Yeah, I see.
Why don't you sit down?
Thank you.
Can I get you a scotch?
No. I've called to see if you've got anything new to tell me.
Oh, nothing at all. I'd have rung if I had.
Yes, I hope you would have done. Also, I've just been having a word with Mrs. Lilybanks. She phoned, wanting to see me.
Yes?
She told me about seeing you with a carpet that you said you buried somewhere. Is that true?
Yes.
When did you bury it?
Oh, weeks ago.
In July?
Yes.
Do you remember exactly when in July?
Yes, it was just after my wife left, I remember. I woke up early... the day after she left.
Where did you bury it?
Somewhere near Parham, on the Parham Road, in the woods.
Tell me how you did it.
I pushed her down the stairs, kept her body overnight, wrapped it up.
I just dug a hole with a fork.
I suppose you could find the spot again.
I think so. Have a go anyway.
Good. Well, shall we give it a try now?
Certainly. I'm trying to recall the look of it. It's difficult. There's more undergrowth since I was here.
Yeah, very likely, but do your best.
That could be the spot. Just here. This could be it.
Right, I'll just put a marker down. I'll get some of the lads on it this afternoon.
Will you want me?
No, I'll drive you home now. We'll let you know.
3:15. He sits at home imagining them digging, turning up the carpet, lifting it out and rolling it carefully, handkerchiefs over faces. Too late to stop it now. But would he go across to the old lady's place, strangle her in revenge and anger? They should put a guard on her. 466.
Inspector Brockway here. There's no carpet buried where you said. Can you come over now, Mr. Bartleby? Have another look round?
Yes, of course. I can't really recognize anything. It all looks the same. It was just a sort of gap in the trees.
Mm-hmm.
This is possible. And that place further on.
Yeah. Grand firm has done anything here, sir?
I'm sure it's around here somewhere. I'm sorry for all the trouble.
Not to worry. How deep is it?
About 4 feet, I think.
4 feet?
How deep did you go?
Well, not that much. But it's quite firm underneath.
I can't understand it.
Well, lads, you better go a bit deeper in that first place, just to be sure. Then you can start here.
Is there any reason for me to stay? I have work to do at home.
No, you may as well go. I'll give you a ring, one way or the other.
9:30 p.m.
We've tried those two places. There's nothing there.
Oh, it's very strange. The carpet's at full length in a roll. It should be easy to find.
Only if we dig in the right spots, Mr. Bartleby.
So, what do you do now?
We're knocking off for the day. The light's gone. There's no point in you coming down again. We'll look for other likely places in the morning and soldier on.
I'm sorry.
All part of the game. Goodbye.
Given time, they'll find it. It's there. It must be there. I'll just bury it now. He'll ring tomorrow. We found it, just the carpet. Yes, Inspector. Now dig a little deeper and we'll find it. Yes.
Tuesday, August the 17th.
466.
Brockway here. Well, we finally found it. In the fifth place we tried.
Oh, good heavens, I am sorry.
Yes, well, all in the day's work. You'll be in now, will you?
Yes.
I'll pop right over then, if I may. One or two things I'd like to talk about.
Yes, fine.
Goodbye for now, then.
Goodbye. You better drop in on the old lady. Tell her the good news before he does. By the way, you'd be glad to know I didn't murder my wife after all. Oh, I'm so pleased. Would you care for a cup of tea?
Mrs. Lilybanks? Mrs. Lilybanks? What's the matter?
Christ. Here, let me lift you onto the sofa. Have you some medicine? Tell me where it is, your medicine, your pills. Mrs. Lilybanks! Brandy. Here, drink this.
Oh, my God. I think she's dead.
Mrs. Lilybanks! No. No. It'll look as if I killed her. Scared her to death. You knew of her bad heart, didn't you, Mr. Bartleby? Well, I did scare her to death, obviously. Be right. Yes, I did it. I was angry. I shouted at her. I took these binoculars as if I was going to hit her with them. Stop fantasizing. What am I going to do? Go back home? Oh, my fingerprints are on everything. No, tell the truth, you idiot. You're innocent. Tell the truth. Yes, I want Ipswich Police Station immediately, please. No, I don't know the number. Hello. I want Inspector Brockway, please. Oh, he has. No. No message. Wait, then. He'll be here. The murderer waits. Nothing could be proved. Why should he run?
Is there anybody?
Oh, Christ. The cleaner.
It's only me. And Mrs.
Lilybank. Don't touch me. Don't come near me.
For God's sake, shut up. Jesus, don't throw that. Calm down, you mad woman.
You can come and sit near her. You killed her.
Don't be ridiculous. And stop that bloody racket.
Keep away. Don't you come near me.
But where are you going, you stupid woman?
Help. Mother.
Oh, dear God. Do you think we might put something over her face?
Of course.
That's better for you. Now then, perhaps you'd better tell me all about it.
Yes. I dropped in here about, well, not long ago.
What for?
Tell her about finding the carpet.
Why did you want to do that?
I just wanted to reassure her.
You didn't do it very well, did you?
As I came into the sitting room, she fell down. I immediately rang your station, but you weren't there. And Mrs. Hawkins turned up. That's the daily woman.
Yes, I met her on the way. She was rather hysterical. She said you came at her with a pair of binoculars.
Oh, absolutely ridiculous. She threw a china dog at me.
What were you doing upstairs?
I don't know. While I was waiting, I just went up there.
With a pair of binoculars. You knew she had a bad heart?
Yes. She was only given a couple of years.
You might have appreciated them.
I realized that. I liked her.
Hmm. You haven't asked me what I wanted to see you about.
What?
I wanted to ask you if you buried something else in the woods. Or some other woods.
No.
I think you might have done. Think again.
You think I would have forgotten?
Possibly, if you wanted to. Or you might have got it mixed up with a story you were writing. It occurred to me that you might have staged the carpet burial, hoping Mrs. Lilybanks might see it. Or even just to pretend to yourself. When you'd really buried a body, before or after. Did you go somewhere else the carpet morning and dig a hole? To make it quicker the next morning?
I thought you assumed the body was in the carpet.
I never assume anything.
Why not? Why shouldn't I have wrapped the whole thing up that day?
Because it was getting lighter. Must have taken you a good hour to bury the carpet.
2 hours.
Did you bury your wife, Mr. Bartleby?
I had to, didn't I? She was dead, wasn't she?
No.
You seem very attached to those binoculars. Now, I have to stay till the doctor comes, but I won't keep you.
Thank you.
You're at liberty to say my theories are a lot of rot.
I wouldn't do that. I like theories. Goodbye, Inspector.
Goodbye, Mr. Bartleby.
466.
Well, thank God. I thought you must be in jail.
Why?
Well, haven't you been reading the papers? How the police have been digging up half of Suffolk?
Don't worry, they found it this morning.
Found what?
The carpet.
You buried a carpet? You really did?
Yes, rolled up.
With a mystery inside, I suppose?
No, no, that was a blind. She was underneath the carpet. They didn't dig deep enough.
You're all right, Sid. You sound a bit odd.
I'm fine.
Well, Hitty's worried, too.
What's the problem? I got rid of Alicia. Now I can collect the money.
Look, stop kidding, Sid.
Who's kidding?
Sid.
Any news about Plummer?
No, not yet. I only rang up to ask about the latest synopsis.
I haven't been able to do much lately, Alec.
You've got to keep punching at it, you know, now you've got a bite.
Yes, I know. I'll have a go this afternoon.
Yeah, you do that. Anyway, Hitty's gone to Clacton for the fortnight while I take time off to finish the script, so you can get me at home at any hour if there's anything you want to talk about. Okay?
Fine.
You don't want to muck it up, Sid. Remember that Greek island? I must go. Oh, give my love to old Mrs. What's-her-name. Sid?
I will.
Bye now.
I'd forgotten she was dead. Brockway's right. I can forget things. I caused it after all. No. It was an attitude caused it. She suspected me. She knew I knew. So she got frightened. She died because of a fantasy. It's all attitudes, all fantasies. Brockway's, hers, mine. The papers feed on them. And they're not real, but they make real things happen. Attitudes make the world go round. Interesting. Where's my notebook? Downstairs. I mustn't leave it about. I must carry it with me. He'd be quite likely to search the place while I'm out. Feed his fantasies on my notebook.
Wednesday, August the 18th.
Evening, Mr. Bartleby. Sorry not to have rung first. Can you spare a moment?
Yes, of course. Come in.
Yeah.
Or were you hoping I'd be out?
What for?
It cased the joint.
Come now, we don't do that kind of thing in England.
Well, the weeks go by and your wife doesn't communicate.
I'm beginning to think she's with someone and doesn't want to admit it. She'd have to if she turned up now.
Or is that something you'd like to believe now?
Otherwise, what's she doing for money? I can't see her working as a waitress and living in a bedsit.
I've just had a look through Mrs. Lilybank's window. At dusk is like dawn. It would be hard to distinguish between a carpet and a carpet plus something else. You could have carried the body out in the carpet and buried it somewhere else.
It's possible, but not the same day.
Your answers are strange. Why do you say it's possible?
The story's possible.
You think so?
But not for me. I was knackered after burying that carpet.
The next day, then. You could have left it somewhere in the woods, taken a chance on it for a day.
Oh, I don't think I'd do that.
No, neither do I. So you could have buried her that day and left the carpet for the next day.
That's possible. You're still digging, I suppose?
Yes. Yes, it's the logical thing to do.
Would you object if I went down to Brighton and have a look around?
Why not? You're not under arrest.
She may have changed her hairstyle, dyed her hair. I've known her to do that. Mm. I'd recognize her where others wouldn't.
That's the point.
So, you think it's a good idea?
If that's what you want to do.
Excuse me. Four, six, six.
Mr. Bartleby?
Yes?
I represent the Sun. I'm ringing from Blakemead. I wonder if I might come over and see you.
Sorry, I'm busy. I've nothing to say.
Well, if you're innocent, sir, as no doubt you are, a good newspaper story could help you. Have you got any statement to make on the death of your neighbor, Mrs...
The Sun. I've got nothing to say. That's what the guilty party always says, isn't it?
If you do go to Brighton, give me a ring first, won't you?
Thursday, August the 19th.
Hog Faraday?
Alex, it's Sydney.
Hello, Sid. I was just thinking of ringing you.
You wouldn't have got me. I'm at Victoria. I'm on my way to Brighton. I'm getting a bit tired of all this, so I'm going to have a look for Alicia.
Oh, I see.
Any news from Plummer?
Yes, it's great news. He's bought the whip.
Yes?
He rang first thing this morning and a draft contract's arrived.
Great. Alex?
Yeah?
Alex, I think there's probably a man. In fact, I'm sure of it.
Oh.
Alex, you recall that party you threw? It must have been about March?
Yeah, March 10th, our anniversary. That one?
Yeah, that's the one. Well, Alicia was holed up in a corner with someone. A dapper fellow, Barry Savile Row. Rather quiet?
Oh, yes.
You remember?
Yeah. He was making it fairly obvious he thought he was onto a good thing. Did he notice as well? You spent the evening glowering at them. Had you two had a row?
Well, yes.
And you think she's with him? Not much evidence, is it?
That's the only lead I've got. We don't meet many people. Who is he?
No idea. No friend of mine. I suppose Hitty invited him.
Could you ring and ask her, Alex?
Yeah, I suppose.
You could tell her the good news about the whip at the same time.
Oh, I told her. She's over the moon. Then I rang you. But you must have left by then.
I'll be in touch when I get back. Bye.
Bye, Sid. Good luck.
Liar. He didn't ring me. He wanted to kick it around in his mind, how the whip might be stopped. Unless they take my name off it. Unless it just carries his name. Take it easy. Fantasies, attitudes. Forget it.
Right in return, please.
Friday, August the 20th.
Can I help you?
Yeah. Do you remember me? I was in here this morning buying a map and some cigarettes.
Oh, you were asking about a friend you were looking for, weren't you?
Yeah, that's right.
I wonder, did I happen to leave a notebook in here? I may have taken it out with my wallet. A little stiff-covered book about this size.
Oh, I haven't seen it. Just a minute, I'll ask. Doris, the gentleman's lost a little notebook. Have you seen it? He hasn't left it in here. Sorry.
Not to worry. Thank you.
I hope you find them both.
Both?
I'm a friend.
Oh, yes. Thanks. Oh, I'd better buy another notebook until it turns up.
Diary of a Murder. Interesting twist to the plot. The murderer loses his diary. Thinks back. Where did he have it last? Could he have left it at home? What if the police find it? Cold sweat. I call him the murderer, but is he? Does he know himself? Is he perhaps mad? Schizophrenic? Imagine two situations happening simultaneously. A man suspected of murder looks for his wife, who is in the Brighton area with her lover. A murderer pretends to look for his wife, who's buried in the woods. From the outside, it looks the same. And what if the man forgets, which is the truth? Is innocence only an assumption of innocence? Is guilt only an assumption of guilt? Plan of action. Tour surrounding villages, ask in local shops, post offices.
Though police will have done that already.
Tonight and Saturday, meet trains from London to see if lover turns up. Dapper Dan. If he is the lover. If she has a lover. If she's here. If she's alive. Is that him? Is it? Could be. Follow him.
Where to? Do you see that taxi up ahead? Look, it just turned left.
Now where?
Just follow it, please. It's a friend. I just noticed him.
Right on. Where's he going?
I don't know, do I? That's why I want you to follow him.
Easy little residence. Roses round the door. The lady of the house waiting to greet her man. Mouth opens into a hello, darling. A kiss on the lips. Pretty girl. Short reddish hair. Is that what they call auburn? Paint-stained jeans. Alicia.
Saturday, August the 21st.
Sun and Times, please.
Sun, Times.
Thank you. I wonder if you can help me. I'm looking for a friend. I know she lives around here somewhere. I think it may be one along the road there, Rose Cottage. Do you happen to deliver papers there?
Oh, that's the Sleemans. Husband works in London, comes down weekends. Are they the ones?
Sleeman. No, afraid not. Never mind. Thanks. Hello, Alex.
Oh, hello, Sid. How's the press going?
Oh, I've given up. I'm at the station. Listen, Alex, my train gets in at 5. I wonder if I can see you for a few minutes.
Well, I was going to catch the 6 o'clock train, old pal. I'm staying with Hitty and the kids for a few days.
Well, take a later one. I'll get there as soon as I can. We've got to talk about the whip contract, haven't we?
Well, I've got it here. There's no great hurry.
I'll be there soon after 5, then. Bye.
Take a seat, Sid. Excuse the packing. Drink? Scotch?
Why not?
Perhaps I will, too. It's a bit early for me.
Any changes wanted in the first script?
Mm. Oh, one or two little things, no problem.
Can I see the contract?
What? Oh, yeah, sure, it's on the table there. It's pretty straightforward as it stands. Any trouble is...
What's the trouble?
Trouble is trouble you're in. There you are.
Thanks. You know, Alex, I'm getting sick of all this.
All of what?
You think I did it too, don't you?
Oh, now look, Sid.
Why don't you sit down? What are you dodging away for?
Well, I've got to finish the packing.
So, what's on your mind?
What's on my mind is the series could be stopped if this thing gets any worse. I mean, it's not fair on me, you know.
Maybe what's on your mind is you'd like to have the series all to yourself.
especially as the first six stories are already invented and on paper.
Look, don't be mad. What put that idea into your head? You're crazy. Sid, there is a problem, and you know it. You think the viewers are going to look at your name on the screen every week without doing something about it?
Doing what?
A boycotting. It's writing in complaints. They can cut it off, you know.
So what do you propose?
The contract gives us 50% each. Now, I think, considering the work I put in on it, it should be 60-40.
60 to me? That's very generous.
I don't ask about it, Sid. I'm serious.
We agreed it was a 50-50 thing.
Yes, I know that, but things have changed, haven't they? There's this extra risk. It's not fair on me. I've done a lot of work on this, and you put it in jeopardy. I deserve something for that.
Look, I'm sick of this argument. I don't agree to your terms, so let's forget it.
It's not that easy, Sid. You may think you're safe now, but what if the police got to know about those fights you used to have with Elisa? And we were there?
What fights?
Oh, come on. Throwing crockery about, hitting her with dishcloths, all those stories about putting her 6 feet under and living on her income, and about knocking off the old lady, for that matter.
You know damn well I make up stories. That's what I do.
How do I know they were stories?
Do you believe they're true?
Doesn't matter what I believe. It's what the police would believe.
Are you trying to blackmail me?
No, I don't call it blackmail. I'm simply saying...
I'm sure you don't. You're a creative writer. You don't like plain words, do you?
Look, you keep your distance.
Are you afraid of me? You think I kill people?
Look, I'm holding out for 60% for my own security. Take it or else. And you know what the all else is. I can tell the police a great deal, if I have to. I'm only protecting my interests, Sid. You must see that.
Oh,
I don't think you're in any position to laugh. And I'm tired of arguing. And I'm off to Clacton. I'll give you till Monday. You may be in custody by then anyway. But if you're not, my address is the Sea Winds Hotel, Clacton on Sea.
Give Hitty my love.
Sunday, August the 22nd.
Two problems. Alicia. Alex. Well, Alex can wait till the morning. Think about Alicia. Think about that pretty girl in paint-stained jeans, kissing a man. Her man. A carefree look on her face. Can she be carefree? She catch sight of me in the taxi and put it on for my benefit? Is anything real? Think of her in bed with him. That specimen. She could have done better than that. Interesting thing. Since the murder, since I've been trying to imagine the murder, I've had no sexual desires. Maybe murderers have no sex life. Maybe murder is a substitute. Put it in the notebook. Ah, the notebook. Three problems.
Good afternoon, Mr. Bartleby. Sorry, I tried the front door, but you can't hear it out here, I imagine. I thought I'd drop in as I was passing this way.
Hello, Inspector.
Not disturbing you, I hope.
No. Just musing. Can I get you some tea?
No, thanks. No, I can't stop long. I'm due for a round of golf, as you can see.
Lovely weather for it.
It is indeed. I hear you had a fruitless search around Brighton.
I'm afraid so.
Oh, by the way, congratulations on selling your TV series.
Thank you. How did you hear about that?
Your friend Mr. Polk Faraday rang me while you were away. Friday, I think it was. Your collaborator, I should say. He said there were some things that bothered him. Have you any idea what he means?
If he has anything to say, he can say it, can he?
Yes. One other thing turned up while you were in Brighton. A notebook you left in the newspaper shop here in Blycombe Heath.
Ah, oh, I wondered where I'd lost that.
Mr. Tucker said he'd have returned it to you, but you weren't home.
It's not important, just some notes. Notes for a story.
Mr. Tucker took it for a diary. It's certainly written like a diary, dates and so on.
Well, I thought I might do it that way.
Do what?
The story, the novel.
So it's notes for fiction, the account of the murder, pushing her downstairs and all that.
Yes, imaginary, all of it.
Anyway, we have it at headquarters for safety's sake. I'm afraid I shall have to show it to Inspector Hill, who's coming down from London next week. Well, I must be off. I'll leave you to your musings. Good afternoon.
Sea Winds Hotel. Good morning.
Good morning. Would you ring the Polk Faraday's room, please?
Just a moment. It's ringing for you.
Thank you.
Monday, August the 23rd, 7:15 a.m. Hitty, it's Sid.
I'm sorry to wake you up at this hour, but I wanted to be sure and catch you in. Hitty, I asked Alex to ask you about the name of someone at one of your parties. Did he mention it?
Sorry, Sid. My mind's not working yet. Someone at a party.
Well, he obviously didn't. There was a man at your anniversary party who talked a long time to Alicia. Dapper man, dark. Alex said you might know his name. In the corner, talking to Alicia.
Oh, yes, him.
Do you know him?
Oh, he's a friend of Vasili's. Edward something. Lives in Sloane Street, a barrister. Wait a minute. Edward... Oh, you shouldn't ring me so early.
Sorry.
Tilbury. Edward Tilbury. Why, do you think...
I don't know, Hitty. Just a chance. Probably nothing.
Oh, I can ring Vasili and get his number if you like.
No, it'll be in the book. Thanks.
You all right, Sid?
Yes, I'm fine.
No news?
No news. Having a good holiday?
Lovely, thanks.
Can you put me on to Alex now, please?
Right. Wake up, darling. It's Sid. Bye-bye then, Sid. Good luck. God bless.
Hello?
Hello, Alex. I just wanted to tell you I don't accept your proposition. Is that clear?
Very well. We'll see about that.
2 p.m. Why don't I blow the gaff on Alicia? Or at least let her know I know. I behave as if I'm a character in a play. A plot written by someone else.
466.
Mr. Bartleby, Brockway here. I wonder if you can get along to Ipswich this afternoon, 4 o'clock.
It's not really...
It's rather important, or I wouldn't ask you. Inspector Hill is coming down from London. Mr. Polk Faraday has spoken to him, so if you don't mind...
All right. I'll be there.
4 p.m.
Mr. Bartleby, dead on time. This is Inspector Hill.
Thank you for coming, Mr. Bartleby. I shan't keep you long. Mr. Polk Faraday spoke to me this morning in London.
He was quick off the mark.
Sorry?
I rang him in Ipswich this morning. We just had a series accepted by TV, and he wants to take some of my percentage. I think he thinks that if he can throw enough suspicion on me, he'll squeeze me out entirely. I think you should know that.
Yes, he did tell me something of the kind.
He did?
Well, he said you'd say that. And you rang him this morning to say you wouldn't agree to his terms.
Exactly.
Of course, if you had agreed to his terms, it wouldn't have looked too good for you, would it?
But I didn't.
No. Now, Mr. Polk Faraday mentioned several things he thought we should take up with you. This carpet story... It seems the Polk Faradays visited you one weekend shortly after your wife left. Mr. Polk Faraday noticed a new carpet in the living room. He said you reacted strangely when it was mentioned.
I don't know what he means. I told them I bought it cheap. They knew the state of the old one.
Did you tell them what you'd done with the old one?
Why should I? Do you tell your friends what you do with your old carpets?
Try to be helpful, Mr. Bartleby. It'll be easier for all of us.
But you told him on the telephone later... What you done with the carpet?
Yes, of course.
Why, of course?
I mean, I did.
That you'd buried it?
Yes.
Why did you tell him that?
It was a joke.
But you did bury it.
You know I did.
So what was the joke?
We used to make up plots that way. We're always making up macabre jokes.
That you pushed your wife down the stairs...
And taken her out and buried her in the carpet, yes. Which, as you know, I didn't.
Or buried her under the carpet. Or buried her somewhere else.
I never said I buried her somewhere else.
No. You didn't tell him that. Mr. Polk Faraday also says that when he and his wife came to visit you, there was an atmosphere of hysterical gaiety about you, that you were loving every minute of it.
He said that, not me.
And that you were looking forward to living on your wife's income.
That was another remark of his.
And that you repeated it over the telephone.
Yes, I may have done. I've done nothing to try and get my wife's income. I don't suppose I can.
Oh, yes, you can. Nobody can stop you. If she's dead.
You'd say Mr. Polk Faraday's statements are essentially true?
They're slanted. I was in high spirits that weekend. I'd cooked a very good pie. As for the rest, it's true as jokes. It's not true as fact.
A writer's fantasy.
If you like.
Your diary.
Notebook.
I take it it's a notebook of fantasies rather than truths.
I'm sorry, I don't understand you.
What you've written in this notebook or diary...
A writer's fantasies are his truths. I can't draw that kind of distinction.
Can't you?
It's a diary of ideas. None of it happened.
Some of it happened. Your wife did disappear. You did bury the carpet.
If I'd done all those things, I'd hardly write them up in a diary, then leave it in a local shop, would I?
Oddly enough, Mr. Bartleby, there is the type of murderer who needs to boast about what he's done and about how he's got away with it. But, of course, if he does boast about it openly, he won't get away with it, so there's nothing to boast about. He's in a cleft stick, you might say. So he leaves clues lying around. Teases the police.
Are you suggesting that's what I'm doing? It's preposterous!
Oh, we'd not be doing our job if we didn't consider every possibility, would we? If you were of that type, you see, you'd not necessarily even be aware that you intended to leave the diary to be found.
Have you ever had any treatment for mental disorder?
Oh. Has Polk Faraday told you I'm cracked?
Have you?
No.
Well, I've nothing more to ask at present.
Tuesday, August the 31st.
Dear Sidney Bartleby, as you know, I like what I've seen of the Whip series very much, but on consideration, I think it might be best to hold back until the situation is clarified. If you will treat the contract I sent you as a draft, we shall in due course, all being well, reissue and redate it. Yours sincerely, Charles Plummer.
Dear Alicia, for some time I've known where you are. I accept that if you wish to hide yourself, that is your privilege, but I would appreciate it very much if you announced that you were still alive. Afterwards, if you wish, you may go into hiding again. Please believe I bear no ill feelings towards you and hope you bear none against me. But your staying away is making it impossible for me to live and to work. In any case, please telephone me at once. With very best wishes and love. Sid.
Wednesday, September the 1st.
Dear Sid, so now you've done it, old chum. Got the Whip postponed, which, as you know, means out, rejected, corpsed. Exactly as I foresaw. I mentioned to the police that your own wife had spoken to me on the subject of your sanity, asking me if I thought you were a bit off. I partly blame myself for ignoring the signs when they were clearly there. I believe that you did Alicia in, and that you've managed to convince yourself that you didn't. But it's not a fantasy, Sid. It's not one of your stories. It's fact, and you've got to face it. Sid, I've got to defend my work, which you'll put out as being yours. Believe me, I don't...
466.
Mr. Bartleby?
Yes?
I have a call for you. One moment.
Mr. Bartleby, Hill here. I'd like you to come up to London to see me, if you will. Tomorrow... I'd rather like to see you and Mr. Polk Faraday together. Will that be convenient?
No, it won't. I'm sorry, Inspector, but I'm trying to hang on to my sanity. Because, as a matter of fact, I'm getting rather tired of being bounced about like a rubber ball.
Do you have something you want to tell me now, Mr. Bartleby?
No, nothing.
We may want you to stop over for a day or two, if you could prepare yourself for that. 3 p.m. Scotland Yard. You know where it is, do you?
Yes.
Ask for me at the desk. I'll see you tomorrow, then. Bye.
Inland Telegram?
Yes, this is Blycombe Heath 466. My name is Bartleby. I want to send a telegram.
Yes?
To Mrs. Sleeman, Rose Cottage, Lansing, Sussex.
Yes?
Message reads, please contact me immediately or I shall come for you. Signed, Sid.
9 a.m., Thursday, September 2nd. No word, no phone. Rang her mother, no message. Found Tilbury's address in phone book. Rang his number, no answer. Alicia's probably in a blue funk. Damn, that saw Tilbury. Couldn't sleep last night. Can't think straight anymore. All I have to do is tell them where she is. Why don't I tell them?
466.
Mr. Bartleby?
Yes?
I have a call for you. One moment.
Hill here. Something has come up and I have to leave town. Can you make it 6 o'clock this evening?
Yes.
Good, thank you. I'll see you at 6 then. Goodbye.
Evening Standard, please. Thank you.
4 p.m.
Oh, my God. Mystery woman found dead. A woman's body was discovered at the foot of the cliffs near Lansing, Sussex, this morning. According to police, she died late last night. Neighbors identified her as Mrs. Edward Sleeman of Rose Cottage, Lansing. Mr. Sleeman was not at the cottage, and none of his possessions were found there today. But a key ring found on the dead woman with the initials A.B., plus the fact that her blonde hair had been tinted red, leads the police to think she may be Alicia Bartleby, the pretty blonde housewife who... Oh, Alicia. Alicia.
6:15.
Diary of a murder. Get it right this time. Bought a large bottle of sedatives in Knightsbridge. Busy chemists. They won't remember me. Probably not very strong, but maybe he'll have some of his own. That doesn't work. Play it by ear. They can't prove anything, not if I'm careful. Keep my head. Time to go.
Who is it?
Good evening, it's me, Sydney. You got time for a few minutes' talk?
Yes, I suppose so. Yes, come up. In fact, I wanted to speak to you. In here.
My, what a nice room.
Of course, you know about Alicia.
Of course.
Would you care to sit down?
No.
Excuse my... appearance. I came home from the office about 3. I couldn't stand it any longer. I'm afraid I've had a few drinks.
Think nothing of it.
Oh, forgive me. Would you like a drink?
No, but you go right ahead.
You'd like an explanation. You see, last night she asked me to come. She rang the office. She was in a dreadful state. I've been trying to get her to go to her mother's room. I mean, for weeks I've been trying, but she... Anyway, she... had too much to drink. Something had happened, but she wouldn't tell me what. I said we'd got to finish it. I was going back. And then she dashed out. I went chasing after her. I lost her for a while, then I caught up with her. She was on the road that goes along the cliff. I actually had her by the hand, and then she broke away again. She ran and threw herself off the cliff before I...
So then you ran away?
Well, I was in a state of shock. I didn't know what I was doing. I'm horribly sorry about all this. I loved Alicia, you know. If I'm dragged into it now, my career is ruined.
Oh, I don't think you're going to be dragged into it. You need a sedative, Edward. Put a sleeping pill or two in that drink.
What?
Sleeping pills. Have you some?
Oh, yes, but... I don't need one now. I take one before I go to bed. It didn't do me much good last night, though.
Oh, try one now. I insist. Where are they? In the bathroom? Get them.
Yes. I don't really need one now.
Yes, you do.
It looks as if I took the last one last night.
Let me see. Aren't these sleeping pills?
No.
Edward?
Well, yes, they are.
Here. You need it.
No.
Take it! I'll smash you into a pulp. That's it. Now, you take another. Two are better than one. There. You'll feel better now. Go into the sitting room and sit down. Ah, Noddy.
You see how nervous you are? Now, you come and sit down. And you take a couple of these right now. Come on. No nonsense.
Look, you'll only make me sick, and I'll throw them up.
Yes. Well, let's see what we've got. Cocktail biscuits. Just the thing. Help! Help! It's no good, Edward. There's no way out. Only this one. Now, eat a biscuit. Here, have some soda to wash it down. Now, a nice pill.
I don't know what you're trying to do.
Calm down. You know you need these. God knows Alicia was difficult. Now, you take these slowly, one by one.
I'm quite sure I'm sick.
For you, Edward. The police, do you think? Oh, let it ring. They can't touch you.
I'm not taking any more.
I could choke you, Edward. But I'm not going to. Not unless I must. Now, take your pills. And don't try screaming. If anyone comes, I'll say you're taking the pills because you pushed Alicia over the cliff. You told me so.
No.
Come on. Knock yourself out. It's the honorable way. A suicide pact between lovers. And it's much cleaner than if I have to cut your wrists, Edward. Take your pills now. There's a good fellow.
Six 37. Tilbury on sofa, slumped, mouth slightly open. Peculiar breathing noises, dribbling a little. Wiped fingerprints off everything except doorknob. Clean doorknob looks suspicious. Put his on glass, bottle, siphon. No bruises on neck. Ring Hill now, apologize for delay. Then wipe phone, put his prints on. Last look round, leave. Note, mind clear, sharp focus. No guilt.
7:15.
I'm sorry indeed about your wife. Identification was established beyond doubt this afternoon. For the record, where were you on Wednesday night?
At home.
Can you prove that if you have to?
No. You rang that day, but I could have got to Lansing after that.
But you didn't?
No.
Does the name Edward Tilbury mean anything to you?
Yes. He was Mr. Sleeman.
How do you know that?
I remembered him from a party when he was making up to my wife. I saw him at Brighton Station and followed him.
So you knew where she was?
Oh, yes. In fact, you could say I was responsible for her death. She got my telegram and letter that day. She'd have panicked.
I don't think you need hold yourself responsible.
Oh, it's not a question of need. It's a fact. Did they find the telegram? Or the letter?
No.
She must have destroyed them. There may be a record of the telegram. I phoned it through. Though it could be a blind, of course.
Sorry?
I sent the wire. Jump on a train to Lansing. Push Alicia over the cliff. Clear out Tilbury's things to implicate him. And come home again. I could have buried his things this morning. In the woods.
But you didn't.
No.
Then why raise it?
She had a birthmark on her inner arm. Shaped like a little map of France. We used to joke about it.
Yes, I know. We phoned her mother. Phil? Right, I'll be over. Get me a car. They got into Tilbury's flat. He's taken an overdose. I'm going over there. Look, assuming he comes round, it'll be hours before he's fit to talk. Can you possibly spend the night in London? Or would you prefer to go home and come back tomorrow? We can probably arrange a car.
No, I'll stay.
Give us a ring in the morning between 9 and 10, will you? Sorry about this. I'm much obliged for all your help. You're all right?
Yes, fine.
I'll see you tomorrow, then.
Hello?
Hitty?
Sid, is that you?
Hitty, can I come round? Hitty?
Yes, of course, darling. Did you want to...
Thanks.
Come in, Sid.
Thanks, Hitty.
You look awful. Come and have a drink.
Every time you see me, you say how awful I look.
Sit down, I'll get you a scotch. Scotch all right?
Yeah, fine. Where's Alex?
He had to go out.
When he heard I was coming?
Here you are. Drink that, for goodness sake, and then have another. Or have you been on it already?
Oh, first today, believe it or not. Oh, it's been a long day, Hitty.
Sid, the police rang this afternoon. They wanted to know if I had any idea who this Mr. Sleeman was. I mentioned Edward Tilbury. Did I do the right thing?
Oh, yes. It was him. He's taken an overdose.
Oh, God. Is he alive?
I'll know in the morning.
I've been piecing things together. Sid, I'm terribly sorry. I think Alex behaved abominably. If it's any consolation, he feels terrible.
Not to worry.
I didn't think we'd hear from you again.
You have to. There's the whip.
You're all right, Sid.
I'd like another scotch. Can I stay the night here?
You want to?
I have to see the police again in the morning. You're my oldest friends, you know, in this country.
Sid, did he do it? Tilbury? Did he...
No. But it doesn't matter now.
Then why would he take an overdose?
Well, maybe he'll say in the morning.
One moment, please.
Friday, September the 3rd.
Hill here.
This is Sidney Bartleby.
Good morning, Mr. Bartleby. I wonder if you could come in at 11 this morning. Just one more point to clear up.
Certainly. Is there news of Tilbury?
Oh, yes. He died during the night. His heart gave out. 11 o'clock, then.
Sorry to have kept you waiting. I was expecting someone, and she was a little late. A woman who thinks she saw someone going into Tilbury's flat last evening. Her description fits you. But it could fit many people. After you. Mrs. Harmon, this is Mr. Bartleby.
Yes. This is the man I saw.
Thank you very much for coming in, Mrs. Harmon. One of our drivers will take you home.
I'll take the bus, thank you. Goodbye.
Why did you go to see Tilbury?
To find out what happened.
And what did he say happened? Please sit down.
He said Alicia was upset that evening. She didn't say why. She ran out of the house and threw herself over the cliff.
Did you believe it?
Yes.
How long were you there?
Until 6:42.
Yes. What kind of mood was he in?
I'd say what they usually call suicidal. He was frightened and drunk. He was afraid of losing his career.
Did you threaten him in any way?
No.
Why didn't you mention that you'd been to see him?
I thought it best not to.
Why?
I hadn't thought out the implications. Then when I heard he'd taken an overdose, I decided to keep quiet about it.
Why?
You might have suspected me of forcing him to take those pills, as I suppose you do.
Did you?
No. He was drunk. I left him like that. Is there anything else? I'd rather like to get home.
Yes. I expect you'd like your notebook back.
I would. Thank you.
Curious little book.
I've started another one now. I won't ask you to read it.
I'll wait till it's published, shall I? Thank you, Mr. Bartleby. That'll be all for today. I may be in touch later.
We sit there for a moment, his wise eyes on mine, inviting me to a confession. His attitude is suspicious, but the suspicion is theoretical. His case is complete. Why reopen it? He shakes my hand. His attitude is a friendly one. And it's all a matter of attitudes.
That was A Suspension of Mercy by Patricia Highsmith, adapted for radio by James Saunders. With Stuart Milligan as Sidney Bartleby, Janet Moore as Alicia Bartleby, and John Rye as Alex. Hitty was played by Carol Boyd, Mrs. Lilybanks by Margot Boyd, Inspector Brockway by Brett Usher, Inspector Hill by Michael Bilton, Mrs. Hartley Sneezum by Hilda Schroeder, Edward Tilbury by Mark Jones, and Plummer by Mark Straker. The play was directed by Richard Wortley.